Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin Democrats picked up a seat in the state Senate last night. Special elections were held yesterday in the 1st Senate District and 42nd Assembly District. Caleb Frostman of Sturgeon Bay defeated Republican Andre Jacques to become the first Democrat to represent the 1st Senate District in over 40 years. That district includes all of Door County and Kewaunee County, and parts of Brown, Manitowoc, Calumet, and Outagamie counties. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. China's ban on accepting scrap from other nations is causing problems for municipalities in Wisconsin. China's decision has meant lower prices for scrap paper and plastic. Recycling companies are urging Wisconsin residents and businesses to be more careful about what they put in the recycling bin. If you're not sure if an item is recyclable, put it in the trash instead of the recycle bin. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. An investigation by USA Today Network Wisconsin has found that Attorney General Brad Schimmel and police departments across the state have been negligent in getting rape kits to laboratories. The investigation, which took almost 3 years and reviewed hundreds of government documents, revealed a pattern of delays and blunders throughout the criminal justice system. The investigation revealed that Schimmel relied on grant money to get the kits tested at private firms instead of hiring more staff for state crime labs, as other states have done. In those states, habitual sex offenders are being caught, while Wisconsin still has a backlog of kits that need to be tested. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The World Naked Bike Ride will take place in Madison this Saturday for the 9th year in a row. The event promotes positive body image and alternative forms of transportation. This year, there will be a designated viewing area where spectators can watch the cyclists. That area is along the Lakeshore Bike Path in Brittenham Park. And the Brewers beat the Cubs last night 4-0, putting the Brewers back into first place. Game 3 of that 3-game series is today at Miller Park. Here's the weather forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine, then mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, and for Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s in Milwaukee and mid-80s in Madison. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.